The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now on that same day, the first day of the week, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other as you walk along?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" And that same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The 116th psalm that we used this morning in our worship was used in a peculiar way in the worship in the temple in Jerusalem. It was used by anyone who had an experience that they wished to share with the rest of the congregation of the people. This particular man was having a really rough point in his life. Everything was going downhill He felt as though it was near the end. He even felt as though the cords of death were reaching from the grave to snare him and draw him down to the dead.
And it was then that he
called upon the Lord, and the Lord heard his call and redeemed his life. Now, when he called upon the Lord, you know, the kind of thing you do when everything looks really bad and you say things like, "Oh Lord, if you'll only let me live through this, I'll get ordained and be a priest." And then you live through it and everything goes well and you kind of forget that you ever made that kind of a dumb promise. Well, this man made a vow that he would go to the temple in Jerusalem, would stand up in front of all the people gathered there, and tell them how wonderful the Lord had been to him. And then he would offer the traditional offerings of thanksgiving,
a cup of wine
poured out before the altar, giving offering of a lamb or turtle doves. And then he would proclaim the greatness of the Lord his God. Now, most of us have been at that point at some time or another in our lives when things just didn't seem to be going right. Luke's two apostles or disciples were at that point in their life. Everything was gone. They were walking on the dustiest and dirtiest and most depressing road they had ever traveled
in their life.
Perhaps they were going home, having given up all hope. Their Messiah was dead. He was buried. He'd been crucified as though he were a terrible sinner. And their hopes of the restoration of Israel were demolished. I can imagine their walking on that road was very slow that day. And then a stranger came out of nowhere and joined them on the road. He didn't
appear to be anybody that they knew.
And yet he started talking to them about what the scriptures said about the Messiah. And you can imagine how they felt as they listened that stuff that Jesus had talked to them about before. Yeah, we remember. And it didn't work, and it didn't turn out right. So we're here on this road. And they arrive at Emmaus, and Cleopas, who possibly owned a house there, invites Jesus to come in and spend the night with them. At least he's
reminding them of the hope that they had lost. And now
he sits down with them to an everyday, ordinary, common meal. They're just having dinner. And Jesus, as is the custom in Jewish households, takes bread, blesses, breaks it, passes it around, and everybody waits with bated breath to take the first bite. And it's at that point that they recognize Jesus in the midst of this everyday occurrence, just sharing a meal together. There's something about that road to Emmaus that changed at that particular moment. Now the two leap up from their table and they run back to Jerusalem. No longer are they on a dusty, dirty road. They're on the way to proclaim that they have seen the Lord and he is alive. It's remarkable how roads change, how journeys take new appearances. And so it is with the journey of our life. We live our lives on two journeys. A journey on a physical road, which sometimes is terribly disgusting and filthy. And sometimes the most beautiful thing you've ever seen as you travel through forests and over mountain passes and everything seems bright and clear, our roads change as we live them. But we're also walking on another road, the road of the Spirit, the road which follows the earthly road step by step, but always with Christ. He comes to us in times of great despair, and we sometimes don't recognize him. And then something happens, and our eyes are somehow open, and suddenly we see that we have not been walking this journey alone, but rather we have been partnered by God himself as we move from day to day, step to step, down the road of our lives. And though this earthly road may come to an end, the eternal road with Christ goes on forever. You and I are on that road of life, but you and I have a partner. In all things, God is with us. And so we pay our vows to the Most High with our praise, with our thanks, with our joy. May this Easter season bring you much joy, even in the midst of walking these roads that we call life. Amen.